Father, we reverence you today. We revere your word. We revere your spirit. We revere your thoughts for us. We revere the influence of your spirit guiding us and leading us in everything that we are to do and say. We submit ourselves to that end, Lord, that you would follow your spirit and walk with you throughout the day today, Lord. We ask that you would purify our hearts, that the overflow of our hearts would cause our mouths to speak what is right and true and just and fair and altogether lovely in your sight, Lord. We ask that we would be able to be obedient children, do with that which is pleasing to you. And we dedicate our bodies to you as living sacrifices. And we submit ourselves to you and yield our members to you as instruments of righteousness and godliness and holiness and purity in all things, Lord. But most importantly, Lord, we submit our souls into your hands, that we would have fellowship with you, Lord. We want to know the intimacy of love that you have for us, Lord. And we want to have that same love for you, Lord. I can say that I love you, Lord, but I can never mean it enough compared to the love that you have for us. My love is just a drop in a bucket. Our love is just a touch of what you have for us, Lord. So, Lord, enable us to learn how to love you, that we would love the way that you love us, selflessly, endlessly, kindly, goodly, holily, purely, in all things, Lord. And Lord, we pray that we would live unto you devotedly, that we would be sold out for the kingdom of God, sold out to serve you, sold out to have ambition to do your will, that there would be nothing before our eyes that the world has to offer us that would lead us astray and change our direction from serving you to serving the will of our flesh and serving the enemy and his kingdom. Lord, we want to follow you in everything. We want to be obedient children, Lord, so that we don't miss the mark, so that we don't lose your blessing over our lives, so that we don't lose your favor and your loving kindness. We seek you, Lord. We don't just seek your blessings. We seek you, who you are, what you are, how you are, in everything. Father, in Jesus Christ's name, we dedicate this day to you and everything that we will do and everything we will say. We lay it at your feet. We ask for your mercy and grace to cover anything that's a blemish, anything that is not right, anything we've failed. We ask that you would give us the courage to walk on in your grace and favor. And we ask, Lord, for strength to endure. We ask for your spirit to rise up within us and gird us up in the loins of our beings. Gird us up and strengthen us for the tasks that are set before us today. Enable us to do great things to extend and build your kingdom and to minister to other people with the same grace and mercy that you've shown us, Lord, that we would render that to them and extend the kingdom of God to them by the gospel that you've put in our mouths to speak to them, the testimony that you've given us, that we are victors in Christ Jesus, that we are not ashamed, we do not lack confidence, we are not condemned, we do not even self-condemn, we are not condemned of our own words, of our own thoughts about ourselves. We are victorious in Christ. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are the top and not the bottom. We have and we do not have not. We have all things according to your word, Lord. You have given us all things. So, Lord, we receive all that you have for us. And we thank you for it in advance. God bless you, Lord. God bless you, Jesus. God bless you, Holy Spirit. And we bless you, Holy Father, Holy Spirit, and Holy Precious Jesus. You are our King forever, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. So let it be. Amen. Thank you.